The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's first business and personal finance station. And in Home and Yours, we explore anytime you put your hand in your pocket to pay for something, it's something of concern, obviously. Now, Families for Life Council is working with community partners such as the Institute for Financial Literacy to run marriage talks and workshops in April as part of their I Still Do campaign to help couples overcome potential sources of conflict in their marriage. Now, it seems finances is one of the big ones. And we're going to find out how to do this correctly, how to plan your finances as a couple correctly. We're finding out from Christopher Tan, who's IT manager, and Peggy Chan, who's content development manager, both from the Institute for Financial Literacy, Money Sense, Singapore Polytechnic. Guys, thanks so much for joining us today. So let's start with Christopher. Tips on planning your finances as a couple, budgeting for your first home, for example, expenses to consider. What does it mean to plan your finances as a couple?
Well, to plan your finances as a couple basically means that both of you are involved in the decision-making process. Well, for example, the spouse with a higher income should be mindful that, you know, he or she doesn't have to make all the decisions and not be overbearing, but rather it should be a joint decision.
Mm.
So, as a couple, the couple should list out their concerns, decide on the priorities together and manage their budget if it is tight. And they both have to agree on which is the most important, what is the most important area to spend their money on.
How should they go about doing this, though, determining what their priorities should be?
Yes, they have to communicate. I think both husband and wife as a couple have to be open about their expenses and what debts they have. Do not hide these things from each other. And for example, you know, if you have a issue about, let's say, insurance, you don't have to get all the insurance at one go. You can get it in stages. And I think the priority is rather to protect rather than to invest. The priority should be to protect yourself first before investing.
Right. Is there a good time to start, would you reckon? Before they say the I do's, right after they say the I do's, what do you think?
I think that they will already have to observe each other's habits and attitudes towards money, because it is all about their beliefs and value system. If some people believe that money is going to buy them security, or money is going to buy them success, and the spouse each takes a different direction, it can create a lot of conflict, especially if they are on a tight budget.
And apparently, the biggest cause for divorce happens to be financial issues. Okay, let's talk about happier things. For couples looking to buy their first home, Peggy, what are some of the key considerations?
Okay, so it really boils down to three things. You will have to first decide on the amount of down payment, which is already affected by which loan you are going to take up and what loan that you are eligible for.
And that also depends on their income levels,
yes,
too.
Yes, that's right. So they're all very intimately tied together. And also, how much is the loan repayment as a proportion of your gross income? So it is a rule of thumb that we recommend no more than 30% of your gross income, combined gross income, should you be using every month to repay your home loan, because you are starting out, there are so many other expenses that you probably haven't anticipated. So you need to make sure that the other 70% is freed up for the rest.
What sort of expenses?
Oh, we're talking about renovations. You're talking about buying furniture. And that's a huge, that's a huge outflow.
All right. So we've considered buying the first home. Perhaps the couple has gotten it already. They're now considering having children. Mm. They want to start to plan for that future. Christopher, how can they go about doing that in terms of their finances?
Well, the first thing you need to do is to start saving up. I think as a rule
shouldn't that be true always in your life, Christopher, to be saving up, right?
Yes, I think
even more so.
Even more so, okay, kids. When you're planning to have children, all right?
There is a rule of thumb which is also is good to follow. It's about 10% of your income, gross income.
Okay.
Yeah.
Save 10% of your gross income, which is good. And if you can save more, it's even better.
Of course.
20% or even more than that.
20%. All right. What other sorts of key considerations are there as well as they plan to have their child?
Well, of course, there's maternity costs. And then very important thing is to discuss who will look after the children, who will look after the kid is born. You know, does one party stop work, or can some help be hired? Do you hire a maid, or do you look at infant care? So all these have to be considered carefully.
Those expenses as well, right?
You have to start being really nice to your parents.
Of course.
Or parents-in-law.
It's also important to review insurance as a couple, especially when children come into play too, right,
yes,
Peggy?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I think life insurance takes on a different spin when there are dependents. Not to say that there won't be any dependents if there are no children. I mean, some people have to look after their elderly parents. But with young children, you're talking about dependents over a longer period of time, probably about 20 or 25 years. So you will have to make your estimates how you're going to support the child should any unexpected event happen.
This question comes up a lot when it comes to insurance for the child. When do you get it? Right as soon as the child is born at 12:03, so 12:04 you have to buy the insurance. When though?
I think there are couples who have already started thinking about the insurance they're going to pick up. So the first most likely they will pick up is hospitalization insurance for the child. And then followed up with perhaps their own life insurance, whether to take up more because, you know, they now have a dependent. And they will also have to start asking themselves, what about disability? What about disability income? And
Oh, disability for themselves, you mean?
Yes, that's
touch
right.
Wood.
Because they are the, you know, they are the real...
they're the breadwinners. Yeah.
Yes.
What other sorts of important areas do they have to look out for as well when it comes to insurance as a couple? They may have the individual ones,
exactly,
which they had gotten when they were single.
Yes, that's right. So they will have to review it and when there are changes in employment, when there are new additions to the family, when there are new liabilities, maybe they buy a car or their future goals or that get added to their plate. Now they have to start thinking these are their obligations. And in order to fulfill the obligations, whether they are there or not, they will probably have to depend on, you know, some sort of insurance until they have saved up that amount.
So insurance for the newborn, considering also your aging parents maybe. Mm-hmm. What about parenting budget for when it comes to bringing up the child, Christopher?
Yes, this is an important area.
What's going into the budget? What are the considerations? Obviously, okay, the child's education, I'm assuming.
Yes, yes, yes. I think a big thing in Singapore is the tuition. And then you have clothing, food, holidays, toys for the kids, enrichment courses. And, you know,
is there a formula for that? Since we were talking about, 10% of your gross income.
Put it down as if it's miscellaneous, if it's not planned, if it's not something that a skill that you want to develop in a child, then this is what you would put under the miscellaneous budget. And you will have to watch that budget very closely because it's very tempting to spend on a child. There are so many of your peers who are spending on different sorts of things. You want to try them out. But, you know, be very firm with your own budget if it's tight. Only if you feel that, you know, it is going to develop the child in a very special way. Yeah.
What else should parents take note of?
Yes, parents also need to keep in mind that they have their own short-term and long-term savings goals. So they have to also make sure that they save for that before, splurging on the children.
Right. And during the courses over at the Institute for Financial Literacy, what sort of exercises might you put couples through to help them? Because sometimes if you're just telling them, do this, do this, do this, it doesn't really get absorbed.
Yes, we put them through a budgeting exercise. It can be quite interesting because it could
what
be...
What comes up, Peggy?
So there was a couple who were planning to have kids, and the wife planned to stop work. But the husband was, you know, quite resistant to that. And so I said, well, put it down to the budget and see whether you can actually, you know, carry out, you know, having a family and having one person stop work. So they sat down and they really
worked
started
it
working
out.
It out. Yeah. So I think it's important to take it seriously and to also have a backup plan, especially when you're only on one breadwinner.
What sort of backup plan is that? Insurance, maybe, or what?
Meaning that the spouse is able to return back to work, so keeping the skills relevant, and you know, just making sure that, you know, if should anything happen, they will be able, you know, to go back to work within, you know, the next 3 months or so.
You can find out more about the courses at familiesforlife.sg. That's the website. It is the Families for Life Council working with Institute for Financial Literacy, running marriage talks and workshops in April, part of their I Still Do campaign. Christopher Tan, IT Manager, and Peggy Chan, Content Development Manager at the Institute for Financial Literacy, Money Sense Singapore Polytechnic. Guys, thank you so much for coming today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.